We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our buddy Robert Klemko, MMQB, wrote a piece on Scott McLuhan, who, of course, was working with the Browns last year and was obviously on the was the one kind of pushing for Baker Mayfield. And Robert sat down with him recently to talk about Kyler Murray. Robert, how you doing, man?
Doing well. How are y'all?
We're a little thrown off right now because we were just. Have you heard this thing about how like Antonio Brown's charging like $500 for like birthday messages on this Cameo thing? You know about this?
I haven't heard this about Antonio specifically, but I've heard that about a few players.
There's a ton of people on there, celebrities, athletes, and you know they ranges from you know $20 to $1,000, yeah. And they'll send a message.
Pierre Garcon, $1,000. Who's paying Pierre Garcon $1,000 for a birthday message, Robert?
Haitian NFL fans.
There it is.
All right. There's your market.
There it is.
I got. All right. It is a crazy world. Anyway, I'm going to start doing them for free. That's what I said. So I'm getting tweet requests of people. Anywho, I thought it was interesting in your article where Scott McLuhan said to you that Kyler Murray is head and shoulders the best quarterback in this draft. However, he said he would have been fifth in last year's draft. And yet, it looks like maybe the Cardinals are going to push Josh Rosen out the door for Kyler Murray.
Could be, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild. You know, this class is universally panned as being so much worse than last year's class, which I think not only helps Kyler Murray, but it also helps Josh Rosen. Because if there's a team that's just satisfied with this class and knows they can't get the same player in the top 10 as they could with a trade for Rosen, then they're going to pull the trigger on Rosen. So I think that you'll see if this scenario actually plays out, people will be shocked at the price that Josh Rosen fetches.
What do you think?
I think a first, probably. Maybe two firsts, maybe a first and a second.
Okay.
And a later round pick down the road. I mean, certainly more than you would guess after watching Josh Rosen's rookie year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in his defense, obviously, right? The Cardinals were a terrible team. Their offensive line stinks. They fired the coach after 1 year. It seems crazy to me that you draft a guy 10th overall, and I know it's a new coach, but then you'd move on from him after 1 year.
Well, I think a lot of these coaches and GMs and offensive coordinators look at a talent like Rosen and they say, well, we could have done a lot better with him. But it does seem crazy to move on. I think when you hire a new head coach, there are preliminary discussions that where the head coach says, well, I want to stock my own kitchen, right?
Right, right.
And
sure.
When Cliff Kingsbury chose between the Jets and the Cardinals, I believe that that was a factor for him. How in love is the franchise with the current quarterback? And the Cardinals were less in love with Josh Rosen than the Jets were in Sam Darnold.
Robert, who do you think is more likely to make a Josh Rosen deal if it happens? Is it a Saints or a Patriots where he'd sit and learn for a year or two? Or is it a team like the Giants or the Redskins that needs a quarterback right now?
I think it's the latter. You know, my guess right now, my bet would be on Washington to make this deal if the Cardinals are interested. Just because I know that they were high on him last year. And I think that this staff feels like this is their last shot to take a young quarterback and have some sort of progress with him so that they don't get canned after the 2019 season. I don't think it's going to be a developmental type deal at all.
Robert, let's talk about the height issue here, height issue for Kyler Murray. It's not really an issue now because Baker Mayfield, Russell Wilson. If Kyler Murray was coming out in 2010, I don't think there's any chance he's the number one overall pick. Am I wrong on that? Has the thought changed on the quarterback height issue?
No, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, offenses have changed, and it's a copycat league, and all these coaches who might not have imagined how they would have a 5'10" quarterback in the year 2000 or even 2010 have now a blueprint with what you know they've done with Baker and to a larger degree what's been done with Russell Wilson in Seattle. And the thing that Kyler has going for him is the speed. I mean, Baker's height question was a big one because he wasn't an outstanding otherworldly athlete, and you couldn't really make that Russell Wilson comparison, and he was going to have to do a lot more in the pocket than Russell Wilson does, and he's been successful at that. But with Kyler, I mean, you're looking at an athlete that, you know, minus the upper body strength that everybody knows Russell for, is pretty much the same player coming out of college, and maybe even a little bit faster. So I think a lot of coaches are smacking their lips at what they can do with this guy in offense, provided they can keep him safe. Cliff Kingsbury especially, because he's been in love with Kyler Murray since he was a sophomore in Dallas at Allen High School. You know, tried to recruit him then, and has followed his career and been a fan ever since. And I just think that he looks at a player like Kyler Murray, and he doesn't care if he's 5'7". He thinks he can win with him.
Robert, I personally don't care about the height. I have always thought that was overrated. The question is his size, right? You talked about it. Russell Wilson is put together in the upper body. He's a strong guy. Kyler Murray is not built that way like Russell Wilson. But the one thing they do have in common is the fact that they both have a baseball background, and so maybe he used to sliding more. You know, that got RG3 in trouble. He couldn't really slide. That was a big issue for him. I wonder if that – does that factor in at all? I feel like it does, but am I crazy to think that his baseball background and his ability to slide more, which I think is key for not taking those hits when you're a good athlete at quarterback, could really help him?
Yeah, you know, there's a difference between knowing how to slide and knowing when to slide, right?
True.
And I think that he knows when to – he knows both.
Yes.
And you watch his tape, and you don't see him taking any big hits. You see him getting out of bounds, getting down. He's smart about it. And you don't see him taking some of the risks that you saw Robert Griffin take at Baylor or Robert Griffin take in the NFL. So I think that's encouraging. And I don't think it'll be a problem for him in the NFL. Now, he's not going to be tearing away from anybody's grasp. You know, if a defensive end gets their hands on Kyler Murray, he's going down. And he might, you know, get thrown 5 yards into the backfield before that happens. But I think he's a smart enough player to know that he can't be getting into contact with linebackers in the NFL.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hey, Robert, you know, in your sit down here, you talk with Scott about the interviews that Kyler Murray had at the Super Bowl. I saw that one when he was on Dan Patrick, and I'm like, this guy's just kind of I didn't get the sense that he was a great leader. And I mean, I could be wrong, but every time I saw Baker do anything, I'm like, this guy gets it. He seems like he's gonna grab the room. He'll be able to get the team to rally behind him. And we've heard some stuff behind the scenes with Kyler. How much does that factor in with Kyler going number one here in the draft?
Yeah, you know, like I said, I think Kingsbury's in love with him and knows who he is, mm-hmm. and isn't worried about any of that. But if he gets past the Cardinals, then you wonder how these teams are feeling about his performances, not only in the media, but in these visits, the combine interviews, and in the top 30 visits and all that. With Kyler, you know, I think that his flirtation with baseball impacted his ability to lead in football, because on every team he was on in college, he was splitting time with the baseball team.
Good point.
And so, you know, if you've got one foot in one camp and one foot in the other, and then you try to step up and be a vocal, emotional leader, I think guys are looking at you sideways in a lot of locker rooms. And so he's had to kind of take a back seat to some of the other leaders on the football teams that he's been on. So I don't think we really know what kind of player Kyler Murray can be behind the scenes if he's 100% committed to a thing. And I think that he's got to be able to express that to teams, that he is 100% committed and that he knows what it is to lead men. The Super Bowl interviews were weird. And he looked like he wasn't prepared. And you have to know, if you're going into those situations, you know, Dan Patrick, he's not going to beat around the bush. He's going to ask you hard questions. You know, these aren't fluff interviews. You can't just show up, slap a bottle of Gatorade on the table and get paid. It's a performance. You know, the life of a quarterback is a performance when a camera's in front of you. And I think him and his family have to do a better job of understanding that.
Robert, I know you covered Baker Mayfield extensively last year. You had that big series on him, and you were on with us during the season. I know you're really high on him. Did he exceed even your expectations last season?
Of course. I mean, to be in the running for Rookie of the Year, I think he was PFWA Rookie of the Year, and what, second in the NFL Rookie of the Year honors. I mean, I couldn't have predicted that. I mean, I thought he would struggle as a rookie. I think the marriage with Freddie Kitchens was out of this world, perfect. And I think his leadership abilities really shone through from the very beginning. I mean, he was the perfect guy for the Browns franchise. You know, even if he wasn't the player that he was this year on the field, even if he was a couple notches below that, they needed that kind of personality there.
Yeah.
And I think John Dorsey and like you said, Scott McLuhan, recognized that really early in the process, and they did a tremendous job of kind of hiding their intentions.
Robert, last thing, you know, in the AAF, they're using this sky judge. They have an extra official who's in the booth and is immediately changing bad calls. This seems like such a no-brainer in the NFL. Can you think of any reason why this shouldn't happen?
You know, the thing that scares me is that you begin to lean on that person and then people expect them to fix every little thing because pass interference can be so ambiguous. I would suggest in the NFL that they do it in the last 2 minutes of the football game or the last 5 minutes of the football game to where we can avoid having calls like the Saints deal, but we're not completely taking all the power away from the refs on the field. We're not slowing down the game, and we're not nitpicking and trying to have an absolutely perfect definition of pass interference because there really is none.
Robert, we appreciate it, man. Good work as always. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Robert. Robert Klemko, MMQB.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.